great homestand. Is this a great homestand for you then?
Great homestand, especially after you drop the first one. So now there's, well, we have 5 games of 10 on the table. We got 8 of them. Doesn't matter how you get there. You just need the points. 4-3 game. Do you want to sit there and say, oh, yeah, I wish we closed them out and it was 3-0? And but we hadn't given up a goal in I don't know how many straight periods, but quite a number. A few went in there in the third, and that was a little bit mental on our part. I think our guys were kind of feeling a little bit in the power play, stayed a little too long, runs into the shorty, and then a blown assignment on the power play goal. So fixable things for us for sure. But I thought it was, all in all, not a pretty sound effort for 2 of the periods. I thought we had control the play and a little loose in the third for sure. I thought we had some chances to extend it even more. We didn't. But all in all, we've got points in 5 straight games at a time when we really need them. So hopefully this is some good momentum for us going on the road, because now we're some division foes here. We gotta take care of business.
The third period being what it was, mm-hmm. Other than that, you like the way and where your team is heading in terms of the way you wanted to play, the puck possession style and everything like that?
Yeah, I think so. We looked at our chances. You figure out shots are shots, scoring chances are a whole different deal, but we felt that we were getting 2 scoring chances to their 1. I think as the game, you know, those first 2 periods went on, I thought we got a little bit stronger. I think we're also taking advantage of a team that's, I think, playing their 4th and 6th nights all over the country. So, you feel for them a little bit, but not too much, because we go through the same thing. So, and what comes around goes around. So, but that's what I'm saying. You got to take advantage of tired teams, and you got to give them a little bit of credit, because they threw everything at us in the third. And but I look at it too. It goes 4-3, I don't know, is it 4.5 minutes or 5 minutes left? And I thought we kind of shut it down a little bit after that. So it was, I don't know, didn't want to have to learn that lesson, but they passed the test, so it was good.
Even some of the guys, though, were saying inside that there are clearly things that, you know, you have to look at in that third period. So how do you strike that balance as a coach between, you know what, we're headed in the right direction, but we have a few things, you know, just to clean up?
Well, the one thing is, if it was, how do I say this? The guys are working hard. Like, they're trying, but when the power play stays out a little bit too long, they're feeling it. But it's got to come to a situation where, hey, we're not in a situation here. They know the right and the wrong, and they really haven't done that all year, and it just happened to burn us tonight. But it's just little tactical things that the guys, they're trying. Sometimes it's the, work smarter, not harder, and we got caught in that a little bit tonight. But you look at the checks and balances at the end of the day, it is who won and who lost, and we won. And that was 2 more points than we had 2.5 hours ago. And we, I think, you sit here, and we went through some stretches where we were not playing well and we were losing and squeezing out a win, not even playing that well, i.e. Dallas. But then we started playing well, and we were not getting as rewarded as I thought in Phoenix and Boston, but that's how you work your way out of those situations. And now the guys are playing pretty well, and they're getting rewarded for it. And I thought, especially a lot of those goals that have gone in against us, that have cost us games, went in for us tonight. And I always believe you work your way out of these things, and you'll get those breaks, and we got them tonight.